Punkanoid Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in to part two. If you caught part one, well, there's a bunch of great hardcore, some noise punk, some skate punk, a bunch of cool shit that was on part one. On part two, I would say we got some street punk, some just punk, straight up punk rock and roll. A lot of great stuff that we're about to enjoy together. I even have some bonus stuff to throw in kind of at the end. They turned out they were at the end of the month anyway, but we'll get into that when we get to that. First up, though, we are going to play our pals in Hunting Lions, who, as of today, just dropped a new track. So I suggest you go check out the new track from Hunting Lions, because we're playing the track that was the new track, but it's no longer the new track, as it came out a month ago and there's already another new one out. So we're going to be playing Radio DJ. They dropped that on May 2nd. They're out of Santa Rosa in California. You can find their stuff on Pirates Press. They do have a release that's coming. I don't know what it is yet, but two singles thus far. You know where to look for it. They have past and present members of Swingin' Otters, Bell Tones, Roadside Bombs, Hometown Addiction, Resilience, The Burdens, and more. All of those bands, excellent California bands. Find the band at Hunting Lions 707 on Facebook and at Hunting underscore Lions 707 on Instagram. Got to see them at a club show just a couple years ago. They were awesome. And we are getting into their track now, Radio DJ. Here's Hunting Lions. Hunting Lions, that was Radio DJ. Great stuff. Ben has a great and very recognizable voice. Love Roadside Bombs. Next up, I feel like this one is like a culmination because we played so many of the singles from the band Scotty Saints and the True Believers. Well, they put out their album, Zeros and Ones. Came out on May 3rd. Consider themselves dad punk. Zeros and Ones, I think we played that single. I made sure that I picked a track from the full length that wasn't one of the singles we already played. They're out of Maine, and you can find them at Scotty Saints and the True Believers on Facebook and at Scotty Saints on Instagram. Wish You Well is the track we're going to check out this time. So here we go with Scotty Saints and the True Believers.
You never learn from history. Political hypocrisy. You're spreading hate and misery. It's wasted in complacency. Well, when you come in the eye, I'm up in the face. It doesn't matter anyway. Surface of righteousness on the old image yourself. I wish you well, see you in hell. The loudest high, the most too high. Stand for nothing but two sides. Self-righteousness while telling lies.
Saints and the True Believers, that was Wish You Well. Like I said, kind of a culmination there, because off and on we've been playing various singles that were released. Next up, this band haven't played in a while. They just dropped two singles, Crim from Tarragona in Spain. They started this band way back in 2011. I remember getting to see them also at Punk Rock Bowling. They did a club show. They were phenomenal. Great live to see. If you ever get a chance, you should definitely see Crim. On May 6th, they dropped two singles, Carnet de Punk and Preso Mental. And we're going to play Carnet de Punk here in just a moment. You can find the band at Crim Tarragona on Facebook and at Crim Punk Rock over on Instagram. We got a lot to get to, so let's get to it. Here we go, Carnet de Punk. Here it is.
Amb opinió per
great stuff there, Krim. Man, they rip. That one's awesome. Next up, we're going to head from Spain to Northwich in Cheshire. The band is Kicked in the Teeth. I like this band a lot. I was looking forward to this release that came out on Rare Vitamin Records. On May 9th, they release Watling Street Chambers. Find them at Kicked in the Teeth Band on Facebook and at Kicked in the Teeth _ Band on Instagram. Savor the Victory is the track. There's a lot of really great ones. It is a full length. I think you can get the vinyl there on Vitamin or Rare Vitamin, so go check them out on their Bandcamp. Here's Kicked in the Teeth with Savor the Victory. Record there from Kicked in the Teeth. Make sure you go check out more. I really dig that track. Might be one of my favorites. Definitely need more time to go through that one again, but it's pretty great. Kicked in the Teeth. Next up, heading to Paris for the band Baron. We're currently doing France. Bunch of bands from France did a bunch of classic punk, classic oi, all 70s and 80s stuff last week. Next week, probably mostly all 90s stuff, I think. I think I got enough that I'm going to include. That's probably what we'll end up doing. But on this episode, we're going to feature a band out of Paris, Baron. If you remember on the last episode, I was talking about Symphony of Destruction. Well, you can find Gutter there, and you can also find Baron at Symphony of Destruction. Those releases came out on May 9th. And we are going to check out a track from Baron's Once Upon a Death, Our National Industry, which is an LP. And the track we're going to check out is called Heroes Play with Fire. So here goes with Baron. We'll be right back. Great stuff, Baron. Heroes Play With Fire. Killer track from Paris. Next up, we're going to head back to Spain, this time to Donostia San Sebastian in Spain for the band Noise. Not N-O, exclamation point I-S-E, just simply N-O-I-S-E, exclamation point, I don't know any social medias for them. Try searching Noise and punk and all that. And I get the other one, the band that was originally from Tacoma in Washington, but not this one. They do have a Bandcamp. Go over to noise15.bandcamp and you can check them out there. They put out Go Straight EP on May 10th. We are going to check out a track called Nazi, which I assume is a negative towards Nazi track. So let's hope that's what it was. I don't know. But it's a cool track. Let's go. They have some great rock and roll elements to them. I dig that track. It's an EP. Go check out the other tracks on Go Straight. Next up, we're going to play the band Clobber, who is listed out of Madrid, but I think they're a multinational band. They are on Take the City Records, the pre-order, so you can get like one of the tracks or something like that already, I think, on the digital. I think it says it's supposed to be released, but I think I only got the one track so far. I pre-ordered. I really dig. I like Clobber, and I like the track London that's available. A Rope for You is the LP. Go check out Take the City Records to get more details on that at Clobber Punk on Instagram, and that's K-L-O-B-B-E-R Punk, Clobber Punk. A Rope for You is the LP you want to look for that came out on the 12th or something. I don't know. Maybe it's out. Maybe there's more tracks. I don't know. But we're going to play London. That's for sure out. It came out on the 12th. Let's go. London, such a great track. I don't even think I said how great it was before it was playing, but I can't say how great it is enough of how great it is at this point. I'm looking forward to more from A Rope for You. Go check them out. They are fantastic. Next up, we are heading to TJ Welch and The Wasted. So back to Boston. We played a couple Boston bands on the last episode. This will be the only Boston band, but not only the only Northeastern band on this episode, but only Boston band. TJ Welch and The Wasted. TJ Welch of The Welch Boys formed the band in this band in 2023. He's a guitarist for Welch Boys. I love The Welch Boys, man. They are so awesome. Hope to get to see them play live again and again and again. Got a message from TJ back on May 15th, around when this came out on May 14th. And we played it over on SLC Punkcast, played Dorchester Girl. There's a video for that track, so that's why I featured that there. As I talked about on that episode, did the TJ Welch and The Waste that are more of a like a punk, like dad rock, dad punk rather, not dad rock, but maybe like a dad punk band, kind of maybe in the vein of Scotty Saints. But they did at least three of the Welch Boys tracks, and yes, they do sound like this band did them as opposed to the Welch Boys doing it, which is great because I like both versions. Anyway, but we're going to get to the track Les Paul because it's fantastic. Welch Boys originally did it. Here is TJ Welch and The Wasted doing it now.
see you fade away. Pick up your dad's Les Paul and play. Don't need to see you go. Don't need to see you fade away. Pick up your dad's Les Paul and play. Don't need to see you go. Don't need to see you fade away. Pick up your dad's Les Paul and play. Don't need to see you go. Don't need to see you fade away. Pick up your dad's Les Paul and play. Pick up your dad's Les Paul and play. Pick up your dad's Les Paul and play.
That version's just a little bit more rock and roll, I suppose, than when the Welch Boys do it, but I love both versions. TJ Welch and The Wasted. Great band. Go check out that full length. It's a self-titled full length. It's on the Bandcamp page. It came out on May 14th. I forgot to mention at tj.welch.and.the.wasted on Facebook. And it's the same thing on Instagram, but instead of the dots in between each word, it's underscores. So TJ Welch and The Wasted underscore in between each of those words. Les Paul is such a – one of my – it's hard to say, like I want to say. It's one of my favorites, but then there's so many great tracks that the Welch Boys do. I know that 617, Where Have All the Boot Boys Gone, those are also tracks that you will find on this record as well. So go check them out. We are going to head now from Boston to Glasgow in the UK, over in Scotland. The Guillotines. They released a new single called Mission on the 16th. It is the first single off their upcoming fourth album called Parcel of Rogues. They formed at the tail end of 2019. And yes, they are getting ready to put out their fourth album. That's awesome. At The Guillotines Official over on Facebook and at The Guillotine, sorry, at The Dot Guillotines on Instagram. That track is Mission, so my mission now is to hit play. Let's go. We'll be right back. Such a great track, Mission. I don't remember. I think I stumbled across that like on Spotify or something like that. So I'm glad I did. It's great. Next up, we're heading to La Pêche in Quebec for the band Subtrash. Shout out to Doc. He emailed us about the release for Subtrash back on the 14th as the release came out on the 16th. And the EP is Six Acts of Sickness. There we go. And it is slated for a release at the end of August. So I played a track over on SLC Punkcast from that closer to that email date of the 14th. Well, they released the single No Good Punks on the 16th. And so we're going to play that track here at Subtrash Music over on Instagram. So go check them out there. No Good Punks is the track. Shout out again to Doc. Here we go. That was Subtrash. That will be on Six Acts of Sickness. Remember, look for that in August. Thanks again, Doc. Next up, we've got the band Nice Attitude from our pals at Little Willie Records up there in the Northwest. Go to @LittleWillieRecords over on Instagram or the Little Willie Records over on Bandcamp. And you can check out all the releases, but this is the newest. Waste Away is the single from Nice Attitude. It came out on May 18th, so let's check it out, see what they've been up to at Little Willie Records. Nice attitude. Indeed you do. You have a nice attitude. Great track. Next up, we're going to be playing the band The Lowcocks. They're out of Detroit in Michigan. They put out a new single called The Forgotten. They have two other singles that have come out recently, but prior to this, I know of those, and those were also sent to me by Andrew of Rogue PR. Shout out to Andrew. Thank you for the email for this track that came on May 29th. The release of this track actually came out on May 20th. At The Lowcocks on both Instagram and over on Facebook. This is the newest of the three singles that all have like the same art, just in different colors. And you can go over to their Bandcamp page and check that out yourself. Let's get to that track. It's called The Forgotten. Here we go with The Lowcocks. Lowcocks, great stuff. We're heading from Detroit to Melbourne now for the band Private Function. The name of their album is a bunch of, what are those, like, special markings there, you know, like punctuation and shit. I don't know, parentheses and half a quotation and all that shit. But it looks like the picture is if you were to type it in, like on a calculator or maybe on an older phone. Now it would turn it into an emoji or something, I'm sure. But if somebody doing like the I don't know, like you're shrugging your shoulders, throwing up your hands, I don't know. And what else do we expect from them? Their last album title was Hello, Asshole, but the same way with letters and numbers, like you would type stuff on calculators, if you remember way, you know, back in when I was in high school anyway. And you would type those kind of things in on the calculator and then turn it upside down. And then that's what you would see. Hello, Asshole was the last one. And this time it's, I don't know, I guess, but pictures. Anyway, at Private Function Melbourne on Facebook and at Private Function 69 over on Instagram. It's a full length. It came out on May 23rd. And we are going to do the track Australian Brawl. Here it is. High intensity there. Great stuff. Private Function. We're now heading from Melbourne to Basque Country. I think it's Getaitik. Getaitik. I'm sorry, I didn't do any better. As you heard me talk about in the last episode, on May 23rd, Mendeku Discog had 7 releases. I put 2 last episode. We got 2 here back to back, and then we'll put 3 on the next episode. The first of the 2 here is Bellum, B-E-L-L-U-M, from Basque Country, at Bellum_punk, just the way I spelled it. That's on Instagram. The mini LP they released is Gera, G-U-R-E-G-E-R-R-A. Kerosino is the track that we are going to get to. So enough of me messing up all the pronunciations. Let's get to a track from Bellum. We'll be right back. Bella, man. That was cool. I dig that one. Kerosino is the track. Next, Mendeco Discoc release is a band out of Italy. They are Scalpo. They released Partite con la Morte, which is a 12-inch that you'll find through Mendeco Discoc. Again, 23rd, go to Mendeco Discoc on Bandcamp. It'll direct you where you need to be if you want to get those vinyls pre-ordered, or if you even just want to check out the digitals. Some of the digital versions of some of these are elsewhere as well, but you can go over to Mendeco Discoc. At Scalpo_punk on Instagram if you would like to follow the band there. Reazione Violenta is the track. Let's go with some Scalpo. Man, that was cool too. Mendeco Discoc, we've only played four, so just over half of those May 23rd releases. They were a busy day for them that day. Man, great stuff. We still have more great stuff to go. What do we got? About six more tracks, because like I said, I'm gonna throw some bonus stuff on at the end, so let's keep getting to it. Susie Moon has been solo for a while, but before that was in Turbulent Hearts. As of May 23rd, through Pirates Press, dropped a 20-track album called Turbulent Hearts All Out. And it features a bunch of remastered tracks for vinyl, all put together from Turbulent Hearts. You can go find it on Pirates Press. I got an email from Jay of Pirates Press on April 24th for this, so shout out to Jay. On this, Susie is revisiting her previous band, Turbulent Hearts, and has collected the band's complete recorded output for a double LP retrospective album called Turbulent Hearts All Out. Beginning in mid-2010s and lasting 7 years, Turbulent Hearts was the first band for which Susie sang lead vocals and was the primary songwriter. She looks back on her time with the three-piece band fondly and credits those years as shaping the artist she was to become, recording under her own name. So we're about to play a track from that. Again, it's a compilation, so not specifically a new track. If you're familiar with and have listened to Turbulent Hearts, you might have heard this, but it's remastered for the vinyl. At Susie Moon on Facebook and at The Susie Moon over on Instagram, the track we're going to check out from that release. And remember, you can go get the vinyl, the double vinyl, that is, on Pirates Press. This track's called Panic.
1, 2, 3, 4! Losing hope.
get that double LP, you can go check out and have all of the Turbulent Heart stuff all on one double LP. Next up, we are heading from L.A., not too far, to Long Beach, but a bit of a different sound here. The band is Knights Templar. Just played them on that synth punk episode we did last weekend. And they, I think I was talking about it last weekend, they were putting out two new singles. Well, we're going to feature one of those singles. They put out Holiday and Life Less Ordinary singles on May 26th. They are at Repo _ Records, as they are on Repo Records, but it's also for Knights Templar. That's on Instagram. I really dig this band. They got great sounds. We are going to play the A side, I assume, of the single, and it is Holiday. So here we go with some Knights Templar. Heavy, I like it. Very new wave. I dig it. Next, we're going to go from Long Beach to Bradford in West Yorkshire in England for the band The Allergics. They just dropped a new EP called Rules for Living. Came out on May 30th. Got a message from an email, rather, from Jim Angry Goose Records as well on April 27th. About this release. We actually played something much closer to that, like early May. We played something over on SLC Punkcast. Well, it's officially out now. We're playing a new track. We're on to May 30th. Everything else on this episode will all be May 30th releases. Find the band. Oh, actually, if you didn't know, the band formed in 2018, so 7 years now, and they've got a cemented lineup as of last year, and this is the first recording the EP is with that cemented lineup. at The Allergics UK on Facebook and at The Allergics UK as well on Instagram. A track that's different than the one we played on the Punkcast is Start Again. It's the last track of the EP. So we're not going to start the episode again, but I'm going to hit play and we're going to start again. Here goes. Go check out the rest. It's a really good EP. Rules for Living from The Allergics. Another new EP that also came out on May 30th. A band from Salt Lake City, The Adjusters. We actually, on this past week's episode of SLC Punkcast, played the title track, Pull the Pin, from that EP. I'm going to play a different track this time because that's how I do it. But again, it came out on May 30th. Got a message over on the Punkcast from William. So shout out to William if you're listening. It's the debut EP of The Adjusters. There's 5 tracks. If you like some street punk, it's really good. They're from my hometown, at The Adjusters on Facebook and at The.AdjustersSLC over on Instagram. The track we'll check out this time is Never Walk Alone. Here goes.
Not when you're with us. You stand your ground and fight.
Alone, you know we gotta stand our ground. Whoa! isn't knowing that your friends have your back. It's knowing that you have your friends' back.
Ain't that the truth? Great track, great band, really good EP. I'm not just saying it because they're from Salt Lake. I really like it. I recommend it. Go check it out. Go over to the Bandcamp page. You see that little Anarchy A with the supporting them symbol? Well, you know who else also supports them. Like I said, on the last episode, got a couple bonus track kind of things, you know, on this one. The first one I'm going to throw on is the Testors. These tracks were originally from 76, 77. That's why I say it is kind of a bonus, because these are not new. They put out on vinyl Prime Primitive 1976 to 77. It's a bunch of tracks. It's really cool. It was shared to me through Chad of No Rules PR. So thank you, Chad. Sent that over on May 27th. This track here that we're going to do is I See. It is originally from 1977. The band were from New York City. The only social medias I know of are for Sonny Vincent. So go to Sonny Vincent on Facebook and at SonnyVincent77 over on Instagram. Go check it out. Some cool stuff. It's going to be a minute before I get back to New York. And when I do, I'll definitely be getting back to throwing some Testors on. But it'll be a minute before I get there. So that's why I wanted to throw it on here, as it did get released on vinyl on May 30th. So you can go check it out. I See is the track. The band is Testors. I see Jesus of great stuff. If you were listening to me on the episode the other day, it was yesterday or Wednesday. I forget whenever we did the France episode this week. I think it was Wednesday. Maybe it was yesterday. Fuck. I don't know. It's Friday right now. For some of you, by the time this comes out, it's already really early in the morning on Saturday. But we were doing a lot of classic punk. We were doing some 70s stuff, early 80s, and I dig it. It's so good. Even though we're listening to a bunch of new tunes, it's fun to throw some shit in there. And I don't, like I said, I don't know when else it's going to be in there. Grateful to Chad for sharing it over here. Make sure if you are into some cool early punk, especially early New York punk, go get that vinyl from Testors. Nothing but 76 and 77 tracks on it. We're going to wrap this up with some fun themed shit that you get through Wrecked Hooligan out of South Bend, Indiana. Go to Wrecked Hooligan on Bandcamp. They have the Foleys, as in Mick Foley, and if you don't know, well, maybe the single Macho Man will ring a bell. Definitely has some Misfits sounds to me, but in this case, Macho Man, they're singing about old Miss Elizabeth and Macho Man Randy Savage. So great track, great tribute track to both of them. This is The Foleys. It was released on May 30th. Like I said, you can go find it over on Wrecked Hooligan. Some other great stuff, wrestling-themed stuff as well over there on Wrecked Hooligan. This will wrap it up. I'll be back tomorrow for part three. That'll be Saturday in the morning. So, yes, Saturday for wherever you happen to be. And that'll be all three parts of the new stuff coming next week. At least one episode of France. And then, what are we doing next week? Garage Punk or something like that? I don't know. Got a bunch of stuff, and those episodes are full as can be right now. I got to start pumping some of those weekend episodes out. That way I can start getting tracks ready for the next time we do those weekend episodes. So wrapping up here, here's the Foleys with Macho Man.